Welcome back to the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week we're going to take a look at pruning and management of landscape trees, nutrient management and the use of poultry litter, and a few other issues and concerns that may benefit you and help you out in your production methods this fall. First off, we'll take a look at poultry litter and how it's important to improving both organic matter here in Hopkins County, but also water holding capacity. Poultry litter can have a very beneficial effect on soil quality and properties here in the local area. Soil testing is very important, as that you don't want to apply too much poultry litter, as it can increase phosphorus levels on your soil that you do have. Now, many have said, and we've seen it here locally, that poultry litter can totally revitalize reclaimed mine properties here in the area. By adding high organic matter concentrations, those soil properties do change considerably, and also you'll see an increase in water holding capacity. Now, we've seen yields really uptrend too with the application of poultry litter. On the downside though, the cost can be somewhat higher than traditional fertilizer choices, and I encourage you, if you're using poultry litter, to have the litter tested. By law, it's good to follow those testing standards, and it'll apply more readily to the water quality program that you should have on file at our office here at the Extension Service and at the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Together, these plans and management strategies coupled with soil testing will allow you to get the best return or bang for your buck when regards to applying nutrients, and that applies to all fertilizers. If you've done the traditional task of applying 200 to 300 pounds each year to your crop, or maybe you split a 400-pound application over 2 years for both soybeans and corn, but maybe you've reached the point on your soil profile that you may not need amendments or fertilizers this year or for 2 or 3 years. And that's what soil testing is for and how it can benefit you in your operation and increase those bottom lines. The timing of poultry litter application is very important. Fall application of poultry litter to bare ground, to be honest, is a waste of time and funds. In addition, this week, I wanted to look real quick at toxins that can affect beef cattle. Recently, I attended a training and they discussed the top 10 cattle toxins that diagnostic labs here in the state tend to see. Ewes, for example, rank very high on toxicity, as there tends to be no antidote for that landscape plant, especially when cattle ingest. In addition, buckeyes, the tree itself, tend to be very toxic to ruminant animals. The toxin itself tends to be highly water soluble. In addition to buckeyes, arsenic is very poisonous, as we all know. Botulism from hay or silage that was put up incorrectly with different pHs and moistures. Nitrate poisonings from fertilizer, and that includes bags of open fertilizer that are within reach of livestock and other animals. In addition, lead from old batteries, old paint around different barns or homesteads tend to be an issue. Sulfur intoxication, turnip pastures because they scavenge sulfur and therefore lead to other sulfur intoxications. Too much salt, ionophore poisonings from concentrated mineral additives, and fescue toxicosis. So you can see this week there are a number of different toxins that will affect cattle and should be taken into consideration. Lastly, basic pruning principles are very important for this time of year, especially after the last couple hard frosts that we'll have. You need to make sure that you do not prune in the late summer or fall, as this promotes tender new growth that won't survive the winter, and that regardless of whether you have landscape or fruit trees. Knowing where to cut is also important. After you get the timing down for the pruning operation, knowing exactly where to cut and how to properly cut back limbs are very important. Always prune back or to or just above the growing point on the branch or bud, or to the soil line, but never leave a stem or branch stub. These tend to be factories and colonies for other problems that will occur later on. And never top a tree to rejuvenate the top growth. This ruins the plant's natural shape and greatly increases its susceptibility to both diseases, insect pests, and storm damage. Lastly, when you're trying to decide what branches to remove, you need to look for the problematic branches first. These include dead branches, branches that will girdle other branches, branches that are growing towards the center of the plant, suckers, water sprouts, and branches that have very narrow angles. I know we've covered a lot of topics this week, and if you have any questions regarding poultry litter application, or pruning and how you can address toxin issues for your cattle operation, feel free to contact your local Extension Service.